Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, I actually found this article on Yahoo, and it was published on the 8th of December. Mother of three, dead after Thanksgiving murking / self-deletion at California motel, authorities say. Authorities have identified the victim of a murking / self-deletion that occurred on Thanksgiving Day. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! And also, since it literally went down on Thanksgiving, I would like to call this one Thanksgiving Day. And gobble, gobble, motherfucker. Mayra Uriarte, 36. Was shot and killed by the father of her child, Hector Manuel Altamirano Martinez, 37, according to the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Office. The suspect then turned the gun on himself. Authorities say Martinez was from Mexico. Question: why was there a need to put that small little detail in? Possibly to create the narrative that he might have been an illegal. Just saying. According to a GoFundMe page created to raise funds for Uriarte's funeral, the couple had been previously married. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I believe you can form the motive for yourself. Quote unquote, we lost a daughter, a sister, and a mother of three, said the fundraiser's creator, Christina Ayala Arriaga. We lost her unexpectedly on Thanksgiving Day through a very tragic event. She was the victim of a murking / self-deletion at the hands of her ex-husband. Now we know what particular group is going to have a field day with this. Uriarte, who is from West Valley City, Utah, was described as a quote-unquote, gentleman, get ready to get your barf bag ready. Quote unquote, a very strong, independent, single mother raising her three young daughters. Oh my God. Oh my God. Gentlemen, every time I hear a woman described as this, it literally makes me cringe. But you know what? One of the main talking points that's been floating around is whether or not women are winning. And I'm going to give my opinion on that one tomorrow. Anyway, detectives responded to the Best Western Motel at approximately 11:10 a.m. on November 25th in Goleta, California, according to the sheriff's official original release. Upon arrival, deputies found the couple suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. Both parties were transported to area hospitals. Martinez was pronounced dead at 11:44 a.m., while Uriarte died at 3:40 p.m., according to the sheriff's office. Both died of a single gunshot wound. Detectives with the sheriff's office say that there are no other suspects in their investigation. Quote unquote, "My heart is devastated. My daughter's life was taken," Uriarte's mother wrote in Spanish on Facebook. Blah, 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 blah. Not that I really care anything. But anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a motel. And we all know how seedy motels can be. So I got to go with a 5 on that one. Method of execution. He used a burner. Got to go with the standard 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm actually going to drop that to a 5 with all that bullshit talk about her being strong and independent. Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, 5 for psychological impact and for the brutality factor. One and done. So I got to go with a 5 on that one. So Mr. Martinez gets a score of 20. Now, gentlemen, she was described as a mother of 3. The couple were previously married. However, when they described him, they said father of her child, not children. So that right there really paints a picture, where did these other two children come from? Now, I reserve the right to say maybe that was a misprint. However, going by what they wrote, she possibly have gotten pregnant after she got divorced. However, the motive to me is as clear as day. They were married, so they're exes. So more than likely, he's possibly paying child support and alimony. Now, it doesn't say where they got divorced at. Now, if they got divorced out here in California, yeah. But anyway, personally, I would have preferred him not to delete himself because he could have at least told his side of the story. But of course, as we all know with the typical lamestream media, they're going to do everything they can to make this woman into an angel. Blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. The fact of the matter was they were married. They got divorced at some point. So more than likely, he was being squeezed for all the money that the government could get from him. So yeah, that's probably what made him snap. Ladies, society, understand this. Men do not go from A to D just like that. There's always a chain of events. Men do not just explode for no reason. But as we have a society that loves to say how violent men are and blah, 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 they wanted people to think that. No, 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 no. There was definitely a chain of events that happened here. But I'll leave you guys to put what you think the motive was in the comment section. With that being said, ladies, I really want you to understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all the systems you believe that are there to protect you will go out right along with it. Because, ladies, you haven't gotten this memo. Big Daddy Government, aka the police enforcement of Big Daddy Government, they only come after the man decides to put the mask on. Not before. They're not just going to magically appear. No, they're only going to be there after the event goes down. Maybe you haven't gotten the memo, but hey, it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.